You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, the Reverend Bob Hiller. He's at Faith Lutheran Church in Moore Park, California, and a contributor for The Jagged Word, part of 1517, The Legacy Project. Pastor Hiller, good morning. Welcome to His Time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have some time with you talking this morning about some of your writing. And well, before we get to that, tell us a little bit about your work as a pastor and why you enjoy writing as well.
Well, I'm a pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Moore Park, California. As you said, I've been here for about 9.5 years. It's still my first call out of seminary. We're kind of a smaller congregation, but we love God's Word, and we're growing in God's Word, and we study the Bible pretty intensely here, and we're loving it. So life is good here. We're very happy people here in Moore Park.
Well, very good. And so what brought you into this vocation of writing? And you write about some fun topics, by the way.
Yeah, I write about, I guess you would say, the intersection of theology and sports, which is not a very well-traveled intersection. So I was asked to do a little writing some time back for CPH, and I wrote a little thing there. And a friend of mine, Pastor Koch, Paul Koch, who began The Jagged Word, saw that I enjoyed writing, I guess, and asked me if I'd be interested to contribute a little bit. And so he asked me to write about sports and theology, and so that's what I do, and it's a tremendous amount of fun. It forces me to really think a little bit more deeply about watching sports and listening to sports. I usually did that to shut my mind off for a little bit. Now I have to actually think about it. but I enjoy it a great deal, and it really does help me to work through different issues in theology and things that are taking place in the culture.
What do you enjoy about sports?
Well, there's a number of things. I enjoyed playing them. I was never particularly good at sports, but I always enjoyed playing. There's a nostalgia there. A lot of it gets back to my dad. My dad loves sports, and so one of the things we would do in our house is we always watch Broncos football. He taught my brother and I to love baseball. And so there's a connection in that way. We also went to a lot of Denver Nuggets basketball games growing up, and I always loved playing basketball. So I just love to be a part of it. I love the competition. I love the anticipation, the anxiety. I actually enjoy getting angry at my television, yelling at it when things don't go well. And I love the celebration when things do go well for my teams. So it's all of that kind of wrapped into one. It's really just wonderful. It's an enjoyable thing.
Well, how do sports and religion intersect?
There's a lot of ways in which I've seen it take place in the culture. You'll notice there's a lot of books written and topics about, you know, victory and a lot of, there's a lot of, how would I say this? There's a lot of victory theology that people try and tie in with theology and sports. So how to be an overcomer, how to be victorious in all sorts of things. And people will try to draw a lot of analogies between sports and finding victory in the Christian life. And I actually think that's somewhat harmful. I don't think that's a very healthy or helpful way of viewing the Christian life. I think that the Christian life is one of repentance and struggle and battle against the devil. And though we do have victory in Christ, it's not achieved in the same way as you might say an MVP trophy or a championship. That comes in a different sort of way. Though there are connections there, St. Paul does draw connections there. I think sometimes we fall into what people call a theology of glory, where the winners, where Christianity becomes all about winning, just like sports is all about winning. And actually, I think theology, or the Christian life, I should say, is a lot more struggle. And so when you look at the struggle in sports and you see the failures and you see the way people are treated there, I think there's a lot of good connections there. The other thing I think is I listen to a lot of sports talk radio, and there's nobody more judgmental than sports talk radio. And what I'm finding is that if we have a world run entirely by the system of the law, where if you do well, you are praised, and if you fail, you are condemned, that kind of stuff takes place in sports all the time. The victors are rewarded, and the failures are crushed and looked down upon and belittled and mocked. And very often I fear that that's what happens in the church, especially if we're operating with a theology of glory, is what we like to call it, where those who succeed, you know, they're praised, and those who fail, well, you got to do better, you got to do more, you've got to work harder, you've got to be better, and we just crush people with the law, which is part of the law's job, of course, but then the law does not lead to the gospel. In the world of sports, there is no gospel, and so if we want a church that has no gospel, we can just see what will happen to people like what happened in the world of sports. And I'm rambling a bit, but if I could give an example.
Yeah.
My favorite football player for some time now has been Peyton Manning, because I'm a Denver Broncos fan, and he brought great joy to the Broncos. And now his career looks like it's almost over. And so for years, people praise Manning, and they glorify Manning for all the great things he's doing, but now he's sort of been used up, and people are piling on him, and they're ready to get rid of him, and they're done with him. So when he's doing well, everyone praises him, and when he fails, people pile on him and condemn him. And that's not the way things are supposed to work within the church. It kind of makes sense in the world of football, because he's getting paid millions of dollars to do something well, and he's not succeeding. But in the church and in the Christian life, it's not one victory after another. It's a lot of failure. It's a lot of struggle. Luther called it Anfechtung. That is, it's a great German word that sounds like what it means. Difficult struggle. So in the Christian church, people in the pews are struggling and fighting all the time to be faithful, but they wrestle with sin. Who will rescue them from this body of death, as St. Paul says in Romans 7. And it's the job of the church, and I think it might, for myself as a pastor, to preach Christ to that, to give hope and forgiveness and life, and not condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Does that make sense? I'm rambling here.
No, that does make sense. That we want to understand, we want to be able to clearly distinguish between law and gospel, and when we confuse the two, then, well, neither one is full strength.
Correct. Exactly. And I think what happens in the world of sports is there is no gospel, and so everybody just has to fight to prove themselves. Whereas Jesus says, I'm not coming for those who can prove themselves. I'm not coming for the righteous, but for the sinful. It's not the healthy who need the doctor, but the sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way it works, I think. And I think in the world of the church, and so sports is a healthy contrast to that way of thinking.
What's your all-time favorite sport?
Oh, baseball.
Baseball?
I love baseball. I love the nostalgia. I love the stories. I love the history. Yeah.
Now, you said you love yelling at your TV when watching sports. Now let's apply that to religion.
Okay.
Do you love yelling at your TV when you see bad theology or hear bad theology on your TV?
Yes. In college, I went to Concordia University in Irvine, and we were just up the street from a certain television station that was just nothing but bad theology. And we used to have a great time getting upset about what they were teaching down there. Yeah.
So you get just as emotional about theology as you do about sports, it sounds like.
Yes, more so. I'm a little more reactive with sports, I think you could say, but I get a bit more emotional about bad theology. Yeah.
So what's a home run in theology then?
Christ crucified for sinners. A home run in theology, if we think of a home run as a ball hit perfectly right over the fence, then I can think of nothing more perfect in theology than a sinner being absolved on Sunday morning and receiving the body and blood of Christ in their mouth. That is really the aim of everything we do as a church, is to be delivering Christ to sinners. And when that is happening, God is glorified, saints are rejoicing, angels are singing, the fans are cheering, if you will. And so that's the home run, is the absolution of the Lord's Supper.
Is there anything comparable to World Series then? I know this is dangerous using earthly examples.
Yeah, well, here we go. If we're going to the World Series. Look, I'm a Colorado Rockies fan, so I live in a theology of the cross. You Cardinals fans out there in St. Louis, you just this one victory after another.
Except for this year.
Yeah, good point. Excellent point. Yeah. The resurrection of the dead. I suppose that would be it. I guess if we're going to draw analogies here, the promise to the Christian, to the baptized, is this. The World Series has been won for you. Christ rose again, and you will enjoy the spoils on the last day. It's the resurrection of the dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one big final celebration.
Correct. Yeah. And I think, St. Paul talks this way about running the race faithfully. I guess you could do an analogy like this, where we're kind of in a season until the Lord returns. Only the shocking thing about this is it's the last place team that gets to enjoy the victory. It's the sinners who are celebrating because the one who has won, Jesus Christ, gives his salvation only to the broken and to the sinful, and not to the victorious, but to the failures. And so we find great victory in the promises, not so much in our own successes, I think.
Absolutely. Our victory is in Christ, not in, as you said, there's no gospel in sports, really.
That's right, yeah.
There's only law, but certainly there is gospel when it comes to the Word of God and that which we have in Christ Jesus, the promises that life everlasting. Well, thank you, Pastor Hiller, for being our guest today. Point our listeners to your writing on thejaggedword.com, part of 1517, the Legacy Project. Thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Hey, I really appreciate the opportunity. God bless you.
Thanks. God bless you, too.